From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The assault to retake Fallujah is continuing. Iraqi forces continue their assault to retake the city of Fallujah from Islamic State extremists. Led by the Counterterrorism Service, Iraqi forces, backed by airstrikes, entered the city before dawn to engage IS defenders who first occupied the city 2.5 years ago. As the battle started, there are concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside, along with the threat of booby traps, roadside bombs, and suicide attackers. Bajet Ibrahim, he's a city imam. He said civilians are to bring armed cart, he says, in an anvil between assaulting troops and IS militants he refers to as Daesh. He says many are trapped with no food. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict on Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes include what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Todd Buchwald, a U.S. State Department Special Coordinator on Global Criminal Justice, was in attendance.
I think it's an encouraging moment, and I think that this day wouldn't have been possible without the cooperation of Chad, of Senegal, which has hosted this. It's not an easy thing to do, and of the African Union, and that's an encouraging thing for sure.
Habre was responsible for thousands of political killings during the rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. He fled to Senegal after being overthrown by Chad's current president. The tribunal, backed by the African Union, is the first of its kind in modern history, where the court system of one country prosecuted the former leader of another. This is VOA News. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes believed to have involved Russian warplanes struck the rebel-held city of Idlib on Monday, killing at least 23 people. Another account puts the death toll at 50. The observatory says at least 7 sorties were carried out. One report says the city's hospital was hit, although not necessarily targeted. The South Korean Defense Ministry says North Korea's attempt to test-fire a ballistic missile appears to have failed. It says the missile took place in the early hours of Tuesday near the eastern coastal town of Wonsan. The Yonhap news agency said it was a medium-range Musudan missile, which the North Koreans tried 3 times before to launch but failed. Bruce Bennett is a Korean analyst with the RAND Corporation.
This would suggest that North Korea thought that they had figured out whatever the problems were, because Kim Jong-un would not want to have more failures. He's going to want to have a success. He was going to want to try to erase for his leadership, who would understand a little bit at least of what was going on, that he wasn't continuing to fail. The fact that it failed again is not good news for Kim Jong-un.
Tensions have been on the rise since the North conducted a 4th nuclear test in January. In Afghanistan, the Taliban is believed to be behind attacks on buses in the North on Tuesday, killing at least 9 people and kidnapping dozens of passengers outside of the city of Kunduz. The Taliban has not commented on the report. Over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery, according to a report released by the Global Slavery Index on Tuesday. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest absolute number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. North Korea also makes the list for highest proportion of slaves among the population for forced labor in prisons, as well as commercial sexual exploitation and forced marriage of women in neighboring states. The Cincinnati Zoo is defending its controversial decision to shoot and kill an endangered male lowland gorilla after a 4-year-old boy fell into its enclosure on Saturday, putting himself in serious danger. The incident was captured on video and has outraged animal lovers. According to zoo officials, they made the right call. The gorilla named Harambe dragged the boy through a shallow moat filled with water. His head was struck by concrete. Libyan forces have pledged loyalty to the new UN-backed unity government, and they said on Monday they captured the town of Bin Jawad from Islamic State fighters, pushing them back west toward the coastal city of Sirte that they control. This is VOA News. My name is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.